This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. The body of Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny, who died unexpectedly in prison 9 days ago, was handed to his mother on Saturday in the Arctic city of Salzgard, his spokeswoman said, though it was unclear what will happen next to the body. Lisa Bernhard from Reuters has this report.
In a video posted to YouTube less than 24 hours before, Navalny's widow, Yulia Navalnaya, demanded the release of her husband's body and accused Russian President Vladimir Putin, whom she called demonic, of torturing her husband's corpse.
"You are mocking the remains of the deceased. It is already impossible to come up with more devilry. You violated every law, both human and divine."
Navalny's family and supporters have accused Putin of having him killed, an accusation that the Kremlin has rejected. Navalny survived a poisoning attempt in 2020 and years of harsh treatment in prison, including long spells in solitary confinement. His team said on X on Thursday that his death certificate says he died of natural causes.
Lisa Bernhard from Reuters. U.S. President Joe Biden has announced 500 new sanctions on Russia as the world marks 2 years since Moscow invaded Ukraine. VOA senior diplomatic correspondent Cindy Sain reports.
Ukraine's defense forces continue to try to repel Russia's invading army. On Friday, President Joe Biden marked the second anniversary of Russia's invasion by announcing sanctions on 500 individuals and entities linked to the invasion and the death in a Russian prison of Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny. He said Russian President Vladimir Putin badly miscalculated the courage of the people of Ukraine. Cindy Sain, VOA News.
You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at our website, voanews.com, 24 hours a day. This is VOA News. A New York State jury found that former National Rifle Association chief Wayne LaPierre mismanaged the gun rights group and cost it $5.4 million, ruling in a civil corruption case brought by New York's attorney general. Reuters' Ryan Chang reports.
LaPierre had already repaid the NRA a little more than $1 million. New York Attorney General Letitia James's lawsuit filed in 2020 accused the group of diverting millions of dollars to fund luxuries for its leaders, as LaPierre enjoyed private jets and expensive trips. James also said the NRA ignored the need for board approval to waive conflicts of interest and approve insider transactions. The NRA has since 1871 been a New York-registered nonprofit, meaning its assets must be used to advance charitable needs and serve members. Defense lawyers called the lawsuit part of a political witch hunt. They say James, a Democrat, did not like what it stood for and wanted to silence it.
Ryan Chang from Reuters. German Foreign Minister Annalena Baerbock said on an unannounced visit to Odessa on Saturday that her country was still discussing whether to supply long-range weapons to Ukraine. Baerbock made the comment at a joint news conference with her Ukrainian counterpart, Dmytro Kuleba, on the second anniversary of Russia's military invasion of Ukraine. Ukrainian leaders have been pushing their Western counterparts to deliver new weapon systems, above all long-range missiles, to strike further behind Russian lines, such as U.S. ATACMS and Germany's Taurus. After facing backlash regarding a state Supreme Court ruling on in vitro fertilization, Alabama lawmakers make a bipartisan effort to make a legal fix. AP correspondent Shelley Adler reports.
Lawmakers began scrambling in the wake of a state Supreme Court ruling that frozen embryos could be considered children under state law. GOP State Senator Tim Melson, who's a doctor, told station WBMA he wants a solution.
I have a bill that says that a fertilized egg or embryo has potential life. It's not actual life.
Former President Donald Trump joined the calls for Alabama lawmakers to act Friday, saying he would strongly support the availability of IVF. I'm Shelley Adler.
The UK's governing Conservative Party has suspended ties with one of its lawmakers after he accused London Mayor Sadiq Khan of being controlled by Islamists as tensions over the Israel-Hamas war roil British politics. The party said on Saturday that Lee Anderson was suspended after he refused to apologize for remarks made about Khan in a television interview on Friday. The action means that Anderson will sit in Parliament as an independent. He was a deputy chairman of the Conservatives until last month. Prime Minister Rishi Sunak and other senior conservative leaders had come under increasing pressure to reject the comments. For additional stories, visit voanews.com. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.